Now, tell us, what is your passion project and how long has it been in existence?
Well, my passion project is called 12 Inches Over. It is a professional development platform for coaches. It's been in existence since April of 2020. It was born out of COVID.
Welcome to the No More Reasonable Doubt podcast. In season two of this podcast, it's made to help Black professionals start passion projects so they can expand their impact in the world and at work. In each episode, you can expect an interview with a Black professional who has a 9-to-5 just like you. And they've also launched a passion project into this world. You'll also get episodes with specific topics and lessons to help you move that passion project forward. I'm your host and fellow passion project starter, Mike Ambassador Bruni. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, very lucky. Our guest today is Jeff Arnold, and his project is called 12 Inches Over. I'm not going to tell you too much about it. I'm going to let him tell you. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Thanks for having me, and love to sit down and talk.
Yes, we are ready. So now, this show is all about passion projects for Black professionals. We want to expose different things that folks are working on. So we're going to jump right into it.
Okay.
What do you do for full-time work?
Oh, at full-time, I am a assistant basketball coach at Rider University in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. I've been a Division I men's assistant basketball coach for, this is my 30th season. I started out at St. Joe's, went to University of Massachusetts. I came back to Philadelphia. I'm a Philadelphian. I came back to Philadelphia to Drexel University. Went back to St. Joe's for another 11 years with Phil Martelli. And then now I've been at Rider. This is my second season with a teammate of mine. I played at St. Joe's, Kevin Baggett. He is the head coach at Rider, and he got me to come on up to Jersey and be a part of his program.
Excellent. Now, tell us, what is your passion project and how long has it been in existence?
Well, my passion project is called 12 Inches Over. It is a professional development platform for coaches. It's been in existence since April of 2020. It was born out of COVID. I had, unlike most people, my occupation, my job was cut short. We were in our tournament when COVID hit. And we were scheduled to play on Thursday, March 12th. And they canceled our tournament. So Stephanie Trice, my wife, is a professor of sport marketing at St. Joe's University. She started classes the following Monday, and she wanted to have, she had me in her sport marketing class to talk about someone that was affected directly by COVID. And I talked to her class on a Zoom. It was the first time I had ever been on Zoom. A friend of mine, Dr. Scott Brooks, who is a professor of sociology at the Global Sports Institute at Arizona State. Scott and I have been friends since my daughter and his son were in first grade together, and my daughter is now 23. So we've been friends for that long. And he was in Philadelphia getting his doctorate at University of Pennsylvania at the time. So Scott had called me also, and Scott said, hey, I need to talk to somebody that's been affected directly by COVID. So he and I had this conversation, and he recorded it. It was recorded on Zoom. So I said to him, I said, Scott, how hard is this? And he said, it's not very hard. He said, call your university and have them set you up with Zoom. What I did Mike was, I ended up texting 20 people, 20 of my friends who are coaches, and said, if I have a Zoom about basketball coaches, would you guys get on? And everybody came back and said, yes. So I set up a Zoom, and it was on a Monday night, and we got 29 people on.
Wow.
And from guys that I work with, guys that I work with currently, to a couple of guys that I'm friends with that are professional coaches, so I got them on. And we just kind of set the ground rules. How are we going to do this? So, but one thing that I did, Mike, and I wanted to do this to show them, I asked everybody to introduce themselves. It was 29 guys. I asked them to introduce themselves, and I asked them to talk about the years of experience that they had. And I added up those years. We had 493 years of coaching experience with 29 guys.
Wow.
So I told them, I said, there is no topic in basketball that we can't encounter.
Ooh.
So we set the ground rules, and we had said we're going to do it once a week or twice a week. And everybody said twice a week. So I said, we're going to do it Wednesday and Sunday. And Jerome Allen, who is one of our members, who is an assistant coach with the Boston Celtics, Jerome said, well, I can't come on Wednesday because we do a Zoom with our team on Wednesday. So I said, no, we got to have you involved. So we decided on Thursday and Sunday. So I was going to end the call, Mike. And one coach said, hey, can we talk about the recruiting process? And for the next hour and 45 minutes, we talked about recruiting. So then the second session we came back, we just talked about, you know, what we are doing with our teams during COVID, right when it first happened. How are we staying engaged? You know, Jerome, as a pro coach, said that they were having Zooms, and they had LL Cool J and they had Mark Wahlberg. And then we all started laughing because we said, as college coaches, we can't get those kind of guys. You know, we don't have the budget. But you know, guys started talking about they played games with their guys. They did workout stuff with their guys. They talked to their guys. So we basically did that. And but the name of the Zoom at that time, Mike, was Coaching During the Age of COVID. Mm-hmm. Right. So then our third show, we talked about climbing the coaching ladder. Right.
Now, were you recording these too?
No, we do not record because we are everybody's vetted, and you'll hear some things on there, Mike. And I'm going to invite you to come on Sunday's show. And like, it is authentic as you can get. Right. You know, there is no, and I'll tell you some stories, but let me just tell you this. When on our third show, it was about climbing the coaching ladder. So I had Bruiser Flint, who I work for at UMass, talk about his beginning at when he coached at Coppin State. And his salary was supposed to be $12,000, but they gave him $6,000. Mm. You know, and then Jeff Battle, who is an assistant at Providence, JB talked about being an assistant for 35 years and talked about, you know, some things that made him, you know, stay in the position that he was and not try to be a head coach, because Jeff Battle is one of the most respected coaches in the country. You know, and I had a question on there. I said, when you move 12 inches over, what was your biggest problem you encountered? So Stephanie said to me, what's that mean? And I said, every basketball coach realizes that, you know, we always talk about moving 12 inches over to become a head coach. So Stephanie goes, hey, my man, that's the name of your Zoom.
What did she teach again?
Marketing. Sports marketing.
That's awesome.
You know, so
that is awesome.
But you know, so we started from there, and it's been we went every Thursday and Sunday from our first show in April till the first Thursday we didn't do a show was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We went Mother's Day, we went Father's Day, we went everything. And it amazes me, Mike, that the people jump on, the membership jumps on. And I mean, the membership is, we have Rod Baker, who's with the 76ers. We have Jerome Allen, who's with the Boston Celtics. Bruiser Flint's at University of Kentucky. Carl Hobbs is at Rutgers. Kevin Brodus, the head coach at Morgan State. Todd Bozeman was at Morgan State, was at Cal. All these guys are members. These guys are members of 12 Inches Over. Dawn Staley, on probably about the fifth show, a friend of mine I invited, he's an athletic director in Cincinnati. And he and I, you know, grew up playing basketball with each other, but he's an AD now in Cincinnati. So I said, hey, gee, I got some stuff going on. I got this thing going on. Why don't you get on? So we're on a show one night, and I'm the moderator. Scott is our research arm, and Steph's our executive producer. And, you know, my phone rings after we get it. Now we have the show that we have the guest on, and then we have the after party, and that lasts forever. And I'll tell you about that. Okay. So my phone rings, and it's my friend who was on the Zoom. So I'm like, gee, I'm still on. And he said, look at your phone. You know, a text just came through. Look at your phone. And the text was from Dawn Staley. Mm. And I know Dawn from 25 years of basketball. Yeah. You know, she grew up with some friends of mine up Raymond Rosen. And, you know, she used to work out when I first started coaching. And I used to help her train for the world championships. And she's an unbelievable person. So Dawn sends me a text. Yo, Jeff, I heard you got this basketball thing going and you ain't invite me. What's up? You know, and I'm like, you're the number one team in the country. You're a national champion. You're a Hall of Famer. And you worried about getting on my Zoom? Come on, dude. Don't start your shit. You know, that's just how she, you know, that's just how she went. You know, so Dawn has been on. You know, we've had 72 shows. Dawn's probably been on 55. Mm. You know.
So here's a question for you. You started it, and I love the story, right? Because I was going to ask a question about origin story, because like every superhero has an origin story of how they came to be. So see if I got it right. Okay, so you were supposed to play. COVID hit. Mm-hmm. You had two opportunities that pulled you because people were like, "Hey, we want to talk to someone who was actually impacted by
COVID."
There
you go.
So you get on two shows. Mm-hmm. The second one. There, I hear like curiosity. That's like, man, how hard is it to do something like this? So you're starting to see a way that you can pull people together,
right? And what it was, Mike, to be honest with you, we as a community, the guys that I'm friends with, and you know, 30 years of friendship with a bunch of guys. You know, you were going to miss them because they were taking away our recruiting period. It was gone. You know, mm-hmm. We knew that it was gone. So how can we stay connected? You know, how can we stay connected? So this is how we can stay connected. And it started out, you know, like the first show was 29 people. Then the next show was 50 people. And I'm looking at the screen and I'm like saying to myself, like, what is Kara Lawson doing on here? You know, like, I don't know Kara Lawson. What is this person doing on here? What is it? Jerome Allen, who I invited to the first group, he saw the pluses of it. So he invited the Boston Celtics staff to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that he was cool with. You know, it went from like, we had no idea that it would be anything like this.
I love it. You took a step.
And it was like, and everybody just said like, yo, it can't stop. And it hasn't. We stopped on Thursdays because of our games and everybody has games. But we still go on. This past Sunday, we had 37 people on.
What time? Was there a point after you were interviewed that second time mm-hmm. and you started to have the idea, was there any point where you hesitated? Like, man, maybe I shouldn't do this.
No, because I was in the house. I was in the house and how you know, like, I honestly used to get extremely nervous because it was on Thursdays, it was from 7 to 9. And on Sunday, you'll laugh at this. On Sundays, we moved it to 6:30 to 8:30 because the Jordan show was on. So everybody would have to jump off to see the Jordan show. But then the crazy thing was, we would do it on Sundays and you would stay on and watch the Jordan show with the people.
This is interesting. This is very interesting. And I'm interested about what do you think is going to happen? So the idea was just to bring friends together. That you wouldn't see because of this very unique scenario called COVID pandemic. Now, are there anything, and I hear some changes, right? Like it sounds like you started having topics.
Oh, yeah.
Specific, right? It's not like just kicking
right,
it.
Right. We started to invite guests. The first guest that we really had was Ashley Howard, who was the head coach at LaSalle. He said to me, our athletic director. So I was like, oh yeah, you know, we can find out what he looks for in hiring a coach. Because what we tried to do was we wanted to give basically the blueprint on how to become a coach. So all the things that you never heard. And one of the functions of 12 Inches Over was to give the young coaches, show the young coaches the love that we got. See, because when I first started coaching, like I met Jeff Capel Sr., who rest his soul, who passed away. But he was a coach at the time, and I was an assistant coach. He just came up to me and started talking to me. And he showed me respect and showed me love as a young dude. We started talking. I told him I was from Philly. He knew some people from Philly. So now all of a sudden, every time I saw him, you know, it was great. But a lot of the young guys said, that's not happening today. You know, it's more of a closed environment because it's dog eat dog world. But like we always shared whatever was on your plate, you offered it to someone else. Nowadays, dudes is covering their plate. They don't want you to see what's on there. You know, so you know, it's the 12 Inches Over is in honor. Scott, who's at, you know, I told you he was at Arizona State. Scott actually coached with my mentor when he was in Philadelphia. And Scott wrote a book about, you know, his relationship with some kids in Philadelphia and the Sunny Hill League, which I grew up in. My mentor in the Sunny Hill League was a guy named Claude Gross, who was the fantastic storyteller. And Claude passed away a few years ago. And we always said we should have documented all his stories. He was Wilt Chamberlain's brother-in-law. He was the last person to beat Wilt Chamberlain in a high school basketball game in Philadelphia. You know, so like, so we, this is an ode to Claude Gross, and it's a professional development platform, and we do it uniquely through the guise of storytelling. So we listen, we listen to your story and incorporate, you know.
Where do you see this going? So one of the questions I like to ask is, I feel I know the answer, but so I may have to future cast it. One I'll ask is,
it is not monetized. However, from 12 inches over, and that's a whole separate arm to it. The different things that we've had on board, and obviously with the social justice movement, we've had a lot of people on talking about that. As basketball coaches, we were asked to be a part of diversity and inclusion on campus and in athletic departments. Well, we aren't trained for it, right? So I had a gentleman on named Doug Harris, who is the president and CEO of Kaleidoscope, which is one of the largest D&I companies in America. You know, so yeah. One of our members was a family member who put us in touch, and he said yes. So he came on and gave us a great overview, right? But a lot of things that they were asking us to do was, you know, on the front line. So then I had one of Stephanie's law school colleagues who is the diversity and inclusion at a university in Philadelphia and had just stepped away. I had her come on and train us. So like from that, I had Sabrina come on. Sabrina Harris is her name. She came on and she did a presentation to us to what to say, what we could say, what, how to get important questions out and things like that. So two of our coaches on there, Kevin Baggett, who's the head coach at Rider, and Jada Pierce, who is the head women's coach at Niagara, belong to the MAC conference, right? Those two went to the conference and said, we need to have diversity training, and Sabrina and Stephanie need to do it. So part of this is Stephanie and Sabrina from 12 inches over got a contract to do the MAC conference. You know, one of our other members, Marcus Kirkland, who's at Wingate College in South Carolina, Marcus Kirkland was asked to be the D&I person for athletics. So then he sat down and he had long conversations with Stephanie, with Sabrina, to know that he was doing the right things, the training. I had a friend of mine on, Renee Hill, who's a fashion designer for Hark 4. She created Renee and I grew up together. And Hark 4 is a very stylish boutique type fashion. She's a fashion designer, sells, you know, if you go on hark4.com, HARX4.com, you'll see her stuff. Now, Renee was on talking about her struggles but she was on Project Runway. And she talked about the lack of diversity there. So Renee is talking to those people about diversity. Now she comes back to Stephanie and Sabrina to get some information to take to them. This whole thing is about connecting the dots.
Yeah, it is. You're doing unbelievable work, because as I'm listening, the thing that was coming to me is exactly that. It's like connecting our dots. Like collectively, it sounds like there's nothing that can't be solved for this particular group, basketball coaches. And it isn't broken up by
predominantly black coaches, and but it's white coaches, it's black coaches. This past Sunday, the guest was Kerry Keating. Kerry was the head men's basketball coach at Santa Clara for 9 years until a few years ago when they moved in another direction. But Kerry is now working with a company called Task Human. And it's basically a wellness program that is an app. And it links you up to hundreds of doctors or fitness people or whomever, you know, dietitians, nutritionists, anything that's positive, you know, instead of going like to Calm and that's all you get. Well, you go there and you can get all kinds of things. And Kerry's trying to hook it up with universities. So Kerry was on it. Kerry's father was the athletic director at Seton Hall. Kerry was a walk-on on Seton Hall's basketball team when one of our old heads on 12 Inches Over, Rod Baker, was a coach there. Now, Rod Baker was a coach at St. Joe's when I was a freshman ball player. So I've known him since 1983. So all the dots connect. And everybody that's been on 12 Inches Over that, you know, that were coaches, that were different things, they all say, yo, man, I got to come back. You know.
What do you see the vision? Where do you see this going? And I don't even want to use vision heavily, you know, like what's the vision? But just like, man, what do you see? What do you see? Because you know, listening to you, I hear the points where it's like, oh man, it's more than just this. And then something else happens. Oh man, it's more than just this. Something else happens. What are you kind of envisioning?
I think what it can be, I think the professional development on every level could like a state association, like in Pennsylvania, governed by the PIAA, state association. Could the PIAA do professional development with its high school coaches by Zoom? Because we just showed it. It doesn't have to be clinical anymore. It doesn't have to be in-person clinical. It can be all by Zoom. Scott and I met with the Arizona Coaches Association. We met with a gentleman and we talked about, it was about race and sport at that time. Now this is a whole different direction, Mike. We started with our Zoom because of the issues that were going on and the things that was going on, and everybody had time in the summertime, in the spring and the summer, we started a class, a sociology class, a race and sport class with 12 Inches Over. Scott ran a class. He
Whoa, see now, because let's see, when you put it that way, and it's just because my darn MBA and monetization mind, like when you put it that way, now there's something like that could be sold.
Scott had us reading.
Wow, beautiful.
W.E.B. Du Bois, James Baldwin, Langston Hughes. He had us reading that. We had homework assignments from it. We met every Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning because everybody was home. So Scott brought on the athletic director from, I don't know the name of the university in South Africa. She came on and talked about they have quotas where the black players have to play in South Africa or the coaches get fired. Yeah. So we had those cases, and we shared and like the, just to tell you a little bit about the, who's been on 12 Inches Over, Bill Roden, as far as the media, Bill Roden, Howard Bryant, Mark Spears. I had Mark Spears on, and what I try to do is I try to pair up people. I had Mark Spears on because I knew he did with the Undefeated and the Crossroads of Race and Sport, but I had him on with Natasha Cloud. Mm-hmm. Natasha Cloud was a WNBA mm-hmm. player that gave up her season to fight for social justice. But Tosh played at St. Joe's, and I trained her after her career ended to get ready for the WNBA. So when I said, Tosh, I need you on, she said, absolutely, coach. So Mark Spear and Tosh spit fire, right? Tosh spit fire. So I said halfway through the Zoom, I say, Mark, I don't know you. You don't know me. I know Tosh. You just heard her. You gonna write an article about her? And he said, absolutely. So listen, Mike, it's my Zoom. I can say whatever the hell I want.
That is right. You started it, man. Let me ask mm-hmm. you this. So right now, someone's listening to this conversation, and they've heard what you've done. And they have their own idea, something that they want to do, but they're hesitant. They're on the fence. What bit of guidance would you provide to them?
Doing this, and I know it was born out of a time that, you know, that kind of made us all stop, you know, because we normally run and we run and we run, but COVID made us all stop in the spring. It made us stop. And I realized then that a lot of people that I know are extremely intelligent people. And we don't see them that way, Mike, because we only see them intelligent in their field. But like a lot of the conversations that we have on 12 Inches Over are incredible. Jerome Allen is an assistant coach for the Boston Celtics. He was the head coach at University of Pennsylvania, got caught up in the Varsity Blues situation. It wasn't that, but it was just like that. He wrote a book, When the Alphabet Comes. And, you know.
So now you got to tell.
Oh, the Varsity Blues. The actress that paid, you know, $500,000 to get her kids in to USC, you know. But Jerome paid Jerome to get his son on the Penn's docket, because when you're an athlete, you get a different admissions process. So this guy wanted his son in. So he was like, yo, if you can put my son on the docket, you know, and his son played, but wasn't good enough to play for Jerome. So basically, you know, the Jerome talked about walking in TD Bank Arena to coach a game with the Celtics. And some guys in dark suits are there, and they explain to him that they're the alphabet. So Jerome was like, oh, my God, you know, the FBI is there looking at him. You know, but, Mike, our Zoom goes from on Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30, and then we normally have after hours. We were on a Zoom when Jerome told us about his book. Right? He told us about his book, and we were on a Zoom. We started talking afterwards, and about, you know, everybody dropped off. It was about 20 guys, 25 guys. and we were on. We were on the Zoom till 1:22 in the morning. He read us two chapters. It was unbelievable. He then sent us all his book, and we did a book review for him.
Oh, wow.
If you go on to whenthealphabetcomes.com and you read the review that's featured on whenthealphabetcomes.com is by Stephanie Trice. You know, we just had our 70th show.
That is awesome.
Right before New Year's. We had our 70th show. The Sunday before New Year's, right after Christmas, the 27th, I think it was. And we decided that we weren't going to have a guest. We were only going to have the membership and talk about what has 12 inches over given you, right? What has it given you? What have you learned? You know, we have young guests. We have my managers at Ryder, who's a graduate manager. I have him on, and he got his friends to come on because he had me on the Zoom, and I invited all of them on so they can learn. You know, young guys need to know and hear the stories and everything. To all the way up to Rod Baker. Rod Baker has coached, has been a head coach in college. He coached the Globetrotters. He coached in minor league. He now works as a, you know, player personnel guy with the Sixers. You know, so I mean, it goes, the gamut goes all around. So we're on, and like Dawn Staley plays on Sundays. She popped on, you know, because I was telling how she got on. I was like, yo, it was really interesting how Dawn got on. She said, Jeff, I hear you. She said, I hear you talk. So then she talked about it. She talked about the friendship and the camaraderie and the love, right? And we're on, and it's 7:45. I'll never forget this. It's 7:45. And I had talked about Jerome being an original member, and you know, unfortunately he got a game tonight. And da 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 da. Mike, Jerome comes on at 7:45. The Boston Celtics were playing at 8:00. He's in the locker room.
Wow, this is amazing. And when I listen to it, it actually has me thinking about.
Don't.
Do you know Clubhouse? The app Clubhouse. Okay, it's a voice only social network, and it has that vibe where people are on there all times of night because they have, you can create a room and it has several different topics and people are from all over the world. But it's that vibe. It sounds like you've built something really, really special. And you know, I love the way you took time to ask people what it's done for them.
I created it this way, and it was funny because when we created it, right, when I created it, and a lot of guys was on there going like, yo, you got to tell people what we doing. And I was like, nah, right, because a couple of Zooms had gone out with some white coaches, right, and the white media was talking about how they were, you know, these guys getting together and doing all this. And they like, dude, your Zoom is blowing their shit away and nobody knows it. I said, nope. I said, because I don't want them to hijack my shit. So I finally let, after probably about 10, 11, 12 shows, I let a reporter from Philadelphia, who was the college basketball guy who I'm really good with. I let him come on and let him do let him write an article. So he writes an article, and now it blows up. So all these guys want an invitation. And I'm like, nah, I don't know you. You got to be vetted. You're vetted. If you're, because the things that we say on our on the Zoom mic, and I mean, oh, it's some dirt down dirty stuff. So like, it's the locker room.
Right.
You're vetted,
right.
Whether
right.
you're a women's coach, men's coach, or whatever. You know, I don't want anybody looking around going like, I can't say whatever. We have, I had Book Richardson on, right, who was the coach at Arizona, who had to go to prison because of the bribe stuff, the scheme stuff. So I know Book from ever, for forever,
yeah.
Right? When he was an AAU coach. So I told Book, I want you to come on and you talk as much as you want to talk. All I want you to know, Book, is that 12 Inches Over loves you. And whatever you need from us, we going to give you. So he was like, you know, I said, Book, me and you, come on. So he comes on, Book comes on. Mike, it was incredible. It was incredible. It was incredible. Like, he got emotional. Everybody got emotional. Everybody got emotional. And but it, you know, it's a safe space.
Yeah.
Because, like, you, my man, nothing happened to you.
Yeah.
Like, like I told you about my my friend from home,
right,
who was the fashion designer. She's like, oh, you know, I need to learn how to you know, communicate a little better. I'm not good at it. I said, hey, I ain't gonna let nothing happen to you. This ain't that kind of interview.
That's awesome. That's beautiful, Jeff. Yeah, there's a question that I want to ask, but I don't know if it makes sense. I was gonna say if, because it feels like I want to make sure that some, and I don't want to make sure because I'm like, what basketball? If basketball coach wants to know about it. Because usually the question I have last is like,
well, no,
where can the people find you?
Got, yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
No, you don't find us. We find
you. Exactly. No, because this is the funniest story, though. Stephanie and I were walking. You know, we walk a bit, you know, for exercise. So we were walking, and a coach who's on there, a younger coach who's on there, when the article came out, he said, yo, I know, because he had already asked, and I put on a couple people that he had asked, you know, because I knew them as well. So then he sent me a text, yo, I know you. He said, don't ask you no more, because, you know, Mike, it's my show. Don't ask me, and I use a lot of expletives, Mike. You know, it is uncensored at the highest level. So if you talking too much, you'll be told shut the up, right? So you know, it is what it is, right?
Uh-huh.
And everybody know, he's on his thing. If you come on and you're not muted, I'll start yelling, and the guests always go whoa, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. This is my show. I do whatever I want. I'm having this is mine, right? So he says to me, you know, coach, this guy really did a lot for my career. Da, 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 da. So like, and I was heated. Mike, I was heated. I was like, dude, I told you, don't ask me no more. I was heated. I was heated. And I'm telling Steph as we're walking, and she's like, yo, you know, what are you going to do? I said, nah, I'll figure it out. So by the time we finished our 3-mile walk, I said to her, I said, you know what? I got the answer. So I texted coach back who sent me the thing. I texted him back. I said, yo, he's important to you, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, he's really important to me. I said, well, why don't you do this? He can come on if you give up your slot. So like, if you give up your slot for him, he can come on. Oh, no, I ain't giving up my slot. Okay, then. I'm like, okay. But it's, you know, we've gotten to a point where we went to C-suites to find out what they did, how they thought, C-suite executives. I've had two college presidents on. I've had, like I said, the diversity, Doug Harris from Kaleidoscope. I had the national, what is his title? He's at Chick-fil-A, but he's like, he does their gifting at Chick-fil-A. I had him, I had a gentleman off from there. Mm-hmm. I had Dwayne Casey on talking about the FedEx envelope that supposedly opened in the case that he won against the NCAA. And Dwayne Casey was on. It's been unbelievable. This Sunday, I have Keith Klinkscale on. And he was the founder of like Vibe magazine and Savoy back in the 90s. But also he was an executive at ESPN that helped start 30 for 30. And now he has a media platform called The Shadow League, which talks about different sports in our community. So he's on. So it's just been phenomenal. I keep saying to myself, like, why do people keep saying yes? But they do. And it's as coaches, we kind of say it's our Carl Hobbs, who's an assistant at Rutgers right now, but he was the head coach at George Washington and won a couple of national championships while he was an assistant at UConn. Hobbs, he always says it's his therapy. He said, I got to get on. It's, guys have called me and said, you can't stop this, right? You can't stop it. And I'm like, you can't. We were planning on if we had the Final Four this year, which is going to be virtual. It's not going to be, they're not having any, because that's our national convention. If we had the Final Four this year, mm-hmm. we were going to try to have a live 12 inches over. Which we could because Mike, it's okay. Funny because there are several members that are members I've never met. They've been on 60 shows, and I've never met them. And we're friends, and I've never met them. One of our guys, Lou Ritchie, he's a head coach at O'Dowd High School in Oakland, California. And O'Dowd is a very prominent high school basketball program. Everybody in the country as coaches know it. I had never met Lou, but Scott played at O'Dowd with Lou, so he invited Lou on. So Lou's been on. Lou got married, and 20 guys from 12 inches over was on his wedding zone.
This is quite a beautiful thing that you've put together, man.
Mike, it's 10 different pockets of text messages. Guys killing each other. Guys got names for each other. Two weeks ago, I had the mayor of Atlantic City on, right? And because one of our members, Gene Allen is the head coach at Atlantic City High School. And I've known Gene for 20 years, head coach at Atlantic City High School. But he's real tight with the mayor. So he said, hey, Jeff, the mayor was a Division III, like, All-American basketball player. 1,000 points, 1,000 rebounds. You want him to come on? Absolutely. So we had the mayor come on. So this is funny. Like, the mayor has problems getting on, and he's a young brother. He's younger than me, I should say, brother, right? So he has problems getting on the Zoom, right? So we're talking, and we always just talk starting the Zoom. you know, we talk about something different or whatever. So I go, yo, the mayor's on now. Let's get this thing rolling. And one of our members said, the hell with the mayor. He made us wait. We making his ass wait. and that's the flavor of it, you know.
Oh man, what? That's the flavor. What do you think happens?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens? So if this was regular times, right? You know how the coaching schedule is, the ebb and flow of it. How do you see? How do you see 12 inches over in a regular air quote time?
Getting it started would have been very hard. But I think now that it's started, you know, coaches come on after their games. You know, if you play on a Sunday, coaches come on. You know, we have one of our coaches, Denise King. She's a women's coach at UMass Lowell. She was invited by another coach who I have, a women's coach I know. She said, hey, you got to put my little sister on. So I said, absolutely. So DK is, you know, Baltimore Ravens fan from Baltimore up at UMass. They won 2 games last week. DK jumped on right after a game. And everybody follows each other now. Yo, great win, DK. That was, y'all got 2 this week. You know, like, that's how it is. It's a serious community, Mike.
Community.
Like community. It's something that I never expected. You know, I never expected. I never thought about a lot of the younger guys have called the older guys about certain things to, you know, ask questions. I'm kind of like the linchpin, you know, like, yo, I need this guy's number. You text me, I need this guy's number. I get texts all the time while we're on. Yo, send me his number. You know, that kind of thing. I need to talk to him privately, you know, so it's great, man. I really enjoy, the whole vibe. And the thing that has made me do, it gave me purpose during the pandemic. Like, I do my research. I don't go into, it's like a scouting report for a game. I never go into like an interview with not knowing about a person, you know? So I know something about you. Even if I have never known it, I'll look at your LinkedIn. I'll look at your videos that you have. If you're, you know, an entrepreneur or that kind of stuff, because I had a conversation with Keith Klinkscale the other day, you know, when he said yes, and he said, yeah, I started the Shadow League. I said, yo, dude, I check you out already. I ain't trying to be no dumb jock. But Scott says to me, which I never paid attention to, Scott goes, my man, your research, like, these young coaches better be looking at the fact that how you research this and how it's always a flow. You moderate thing, like, you could do this. You know, like, if you ever said, you know what, I had enough of basketball, you could figure out how to do this because you got the gift of gab. You just keep on, you know, I always tell, Steph's the writer, I'm the talker.
Mm-hmm. So this is an interesting piece too, right? The part about purpose during this time, that's one thing. And then also this potential discovery of another possibility, right? Of this, the way you moderate, the way you research. Because one of the questions that I like to ask is around, how has your passion project impacted your 9-to-5? Now, I don't know. I don't know basketball seasons.
Well,
what is it like for you right now? Like,
we're playing.
What is your 9-to-5
this weekend, Friday and Saturday at our place, at 7 o'clock Friday night, 7 o'clock Saturday night, because they've done our league has gone to two games in the same city, you know, so you try to get the games in, you know. So last week we were in Buffalo because we played at Niagara, right? But got home from Buffalo. Probably walked in the house at 2:15 in the morning. We don't practice on Sunday. Sunday's our day off, so we didn't practice on Sunday. And I had sent Steph on Friday the invitation for Carrie because I did the research on him. Just do a quick thing to send out the invite, and Steph sends out the invite. So then Sunday morning I get up and, you know, look at a few things, make sure, you know, I spend an hour on, making sure I got the stuff for later on for the show. But also I got the scout this week for Sienna. So I was watching film for Sienna at eight in the morning on Sunday. You know, so, you know, you find time. I mean, it's Wednesday. I haven't done the stuff on Keith yet, and I know he has an extensive background, so I'll find time to check it out. So I'll be able to, you know, do some, have some good questions for him this coming, because the topic this week is going to be race and sports, you know. So we're going to do, race and sports. So, you know, and because he's been at the top, you know, he's had a company with Puffy. He done some stuff with, you know, some magazines that you know, did big time with the Black culture and things like that. So I'm just trying to find how he did it, what his thinking was, so I can give it to the coaches, so we may be able to put it into our package.
Yes. That's awesome. And this is the last question I'll ask you is, so how has 12 inches over?
Well, I think it's given me a little more purpose. Because one of the things that we want to do with 12 inches over is we would like to give you, as a coach, the information, and as an administrator to give you the information to end, racism in sports. You know, we don't back away from it. We don't back away from that at all. And we talked about it. And we're trying to create transformational leadership, right? And on our platform, and if we can create that leadership, like I talked to you earlier about Marcus Kirkland, who is a coach at Wingate College, but get into diversity and inclusion. He's now coordinator for diversity and inclusion, or director for athletics at Wingate College. Marcus is now thinking that, you know what, maybe I'll go into administration, and now you're part of the hiring process, not just being a coach, but now we got guys thinking about administration. And
yeah,
you know, I never thought it would go like this. Like I had no idea. Yeah, we had no idea. We had thought about X's and O's, and then a couple guys said, you know what, you can get that on videos. Let's talk about real stuff. And I mean, you know, the realest of real stuff. And that's what makes it, you know, so very unique. And then because the I think the one of the problems now, Mike, with young athletes, I think that they aren't talked to the way that we were. There was no blurred line. It was the adult who was the coach, and it was the kid who was the player. So, you know, my high school coach, who was a Philadelphia Hall of Famer, but he was the first black to play against an all-white university in the state of Louisiana. He played at LaSalle. They played against a Loyola, and it was the first time a Negro, and I read the article from the paper, a Negro played against a white university in the state of Louisiana. He lost to Bill Russell in the 56 championship. So he was a very proud man. And not only did he teach us basketball, but he had a favorite line saying toenails on the line, and he would lecture to you and he would teach you about life. And like one of his best friends was John Chaney, who did the same thing. And one of their friends was Claude Gross, who was my mentor in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Who this takes a vision of. So, one of the things that is lost now is that nobody talks to these kids enough and tells them, like, you're here because of this person and that person. And that's one of our functions in 12 Inches Over. You're here because of this, because of that. It's about connecting the dots, not only with people, but with the whole lineage of it. You know, with the whole lineage of it. And everybody seems to adopt it. And, you know, like some guys, I haven't been on and this, dude. If you can, you know, there are some people though that have been on every show.
That's beautiful, man. I think it's a great place for us to. For us to end, I appreciate you taking the time to share what you're working on. I love how organic it started and how it continues to grow and pivot. And I love the idea that, man, we can get X's and O's, you know, on our own time. We can find that. But to be able to have a real conversation and go back and forth and talk about things that are probably held in.
What was the most difficult thing when you became a head coach? Nobody talks about that. They always talk about, yo, I became a head coach. But what was the most difficult thing? And Mike, Kara Lawson was an assistant with the Celtics when we started. Then she became the head coach at Duke. And when she got the job at Duke, she came on that Sunday just to say to 12 Inches Over, guys, thank you. Thank you for what I've learned in this short space, and I'll be back. And that's... when Jerome Allen came on at 7:45 before an 8 o'clock game, and Jerome said to us, I just wanted to come on and say thank you. You guys were part of saving my life because I was going crazy with this whole FBI shit, and you guys put me in a different place. He said, I don't want to get upset and get emotional in front of the team because they're going to kill me. But the players, he was in the locker room. You know, so it's that right there says keep on going. Keep
you,
it going.
Jeff, like,
that right there says keep it going.
Yes, yes, yes. That's beautiful, man. That is beautiful. That's beautiful, Jeff, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate you sharing the story of 12 Inches Over.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and found tremendous value in it. If so, don't keep it a secret. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Not so sure if you are passion project ready? Swing by nomorereasonabledoubt.com and book a free consultation session with me. Who knows? Maybe soon you'll be the next person I interview. This is Mike Ambassador Bruni for No More Reasonable Doubt. Remember, some dreams stay dreams and some dreams come true. I'm ready to be your guide. It's your move. Peace.